WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan. January is Altima month at Douglas with over 90 new Altimas in stock to choose from. Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 in College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. College Station School District Superintendent Eddie Colson has announced his retirement.
Why now? Well, part of it is I can. And the bigger part is that there are other things that I would like to explore and do. And honestly, I don't know what all those things are right now, but there are other things that I think are out there that I would like to explore.
His last day is June 27th, completing 8 years as superintendent. The board will meet in executive session next Monday to begin discussing the district's future leadership. Over the opposition of at least 1,100 students, the A&M System Board of Regents has approved a new tuition and fee schedule. The Student Senate's Finance Chairman, Kerry Cheshire, drove to Galveston to tell the Regents of a lack of communication.
I attended the meeting on December 4th in the middle of dead week, right before finals, and I can tell you that there were only six students in attendance. You have three before you today, 150 miles away.
While university officials announced a 2% increase for undergraduates next year, amounting to an additional $89 a semester, opponents say the increase is more than $800 a semester for some students. The new schedule eliminates more than 7,200 instructional fees as recommended in prior audits. A second arrest has been made in an armed robbery over a drug sale in College Station last week. 24-year-old Marcus Joshua of Bryan was picked up by Bryan police Wednesday afternoon during a traffic stop at Texas and Villa Maria. Joshua is accused of pulling out a handgun and taking back a quarter pound of marijuana, along with taking $160 from the buyer of the drugs. And according to the arrest report, investigators used Facebook to get the cell phone number of the first suspect, who was tracked down by monitoring his cell phone signal. More than 60 lawyers packed yesterday's meeting of the Brazos County Bar Association. The reason was to hear from the three Republican candidates for 361st District Judge. Margaret Meese says the most important thing as judge is being available.
I know in family law cases, most of the emergencies happen at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. Sometimes it's not easy to find your judge. I will be there. My courtroom won't be dark.
Michelle Esparza says she has relevant and practical private law experience.
And a great deal of tolerance and understanding to the challenges that affect all of us, the prosecutors, the defense bar, and the civil bar.
Incumbent Steve Smith says there's no more relevant experience than having done the job.
I've tried to be a judge that will listen to the facts, will apply the law as I understand the law to be, and make fair decisions.
Remarks from all three candidates are online at WTAW.com. A reminder that next Monday is the deadline to register for the vote in the March 4th primary. Two Bryan families are displaced after a couple of house fires last week. Wednesday night, a kitchen fire burned through the roof of a duplex on Pecan Ridge near Boonville and Austin's Colony.
It started in the kitchen. It was determined that power had been left on to an electric skillet that was heating grease up. The tenant story was that they did not realize that they had left it turned on. They had to return to the store for more products to cook with.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes says this case emphasizes the need to make certain appliances are turned off when they're unattended. No one was at home at the time of the fire. Bowes says 2 days before, and a block away on Elliott Street, a chimney caught fire. A neighbor alerted the residents. Fire crews said flames and smoke weren't visible from inside the home. No further investigation is planned, but Bowes says residents should remember to inspect and maintain chimney flues. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
How do you know which Republican candidate for lieutenant governor is toughest on illegal immigration? He's the one Obama's favorite Texas liberal, Julian Castro, publicly attacked. Senator Dan Patrick. Julian Castro and Barack Obama know Dan Patrick is the most conservative candidate for lieutenant governor, who will actually secure our border and eliminate the taxpayer-funded benefits that attract illegal immigrants to come here.
I'm Dan Patrick. Illegal immigration is Washington's responsibility, but it's our problem. Drug cartels, human trafficking, 6,000 illegals apprehended in just 1 week alone this past September, while thousands more get through and others are left to die. San Antonio Mayor Castro, attacking me personally, tells the whole story. Castro and his pal Obama know I'll do what Washington and our current lieutenant governor won't do. I'll secure the border and end taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants. No in-state tuition, no driver's license, and no free health care.
Dan Patrick for Lieutenant Governor. Paid political ad. Texans for Dan Patrick. For more information, visit danpatrick.org.
610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service. It's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. After work, you come home, your unit's not working. Give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. 690-2278. Here's the weather.
Considerable cloudiness this morning. The winds will try to pick up out of the south, high 65 to 70. Through the afternoon, there could be a few breaks of sunshine. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight and near 60. Overnight, we may see a passing shower. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower. High is going to be 70 to 75. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, 50. Scattered shower Sunday. Temperatures will fall through the 40s towards the 30s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look at Your Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball got back on a winning streak after falling to the Vols last week. We'll have that, plus a chimp that has chosen the team for the Super Bowl for the last 13 years, I think.
I wasn't there.
It was one of the ones that you missed yesterday.
Oh.
Eli's the name of the chimp. And the Bright Athletic Complex is getting a $16 million facelift. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Didn't think it was that old.
11.
It's 11 years old?
It's 11.
Oh, really? I had no idea. Yeah, well,
they start them younger these days.
Yeah. Guess so. All right. So in our favorite state.
Florida.
I have something for that.
Oh, you do?
Let's see. Yeah. Oh, let's get it right here.
Okay. Heaven's Waiting Room.
Down to Florida.
Uh-huh. Oh, very nice.
That's delightfully bad.
Okay, who is there?
I don't know. I searched YouTube for Florida song.
Even
that
better.
That was the first result.
All even right. Better. That's good. Keep that. We'll use it. So this one happens in Ocala. Shamal Batiste rolled into the Ford dealership in his wheelchair and asked the salesman to see something fast. He was shown a 2009 Pontiac G6. So Mr. Batiste said that he wanted to feel the seats. He wanted to touch them. So the salesman let him do that. And then he said he wanted to see how the car felt. He wanted to sit inside. So, again, salesman let him do that. So once Shamal gets in there, he's a paraplegic, by the way.
Okay.
Slid the key into the ignition and popped out a folding cane, pushed down on the gas pedal, and he's gone.
Out of the showroom?
Drove off the lot. As a used car, so yeah, he's out on the lot. Went through three Florida counties, but backed off for safety reasons.
Driving with a cane.
Driving with a cane. Eventually, he was caught at a gas station topping off the tank to the car that he had decided to heist a little bit. I mean, how's he get out of the car? I guess he asked for assistance and the attendant came out.
I'm saying there's talent all around here.
Yeah.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Mason.
Just, you know, trying to help the customer out. Keep the customer satisfied, as Simon and Garfunkel told him.
Well, his attorney said he wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, my God.
And here I am thinking it was bad to make an armed robbery.
No, not at all. Oh.
After you've been on the show a little longer, you know how far you can go.
That's right.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you are, 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. 334 days to go, well, in our year. Uppity Chinese, you know. It's their new year.
So we're making paraplegic and Chinese jokes.
We're not making jokes. That's how
uppity?
They feel. All right, well, we'll talk.
Uppity?
Well, there's more of them than there are of us.
True.
Right? Anyway, we'll talk about all that later on today. It's Backwards Day, however you want to do that. And by the way, the lunar year is 4712. They've been around a while. All right, for birthdays today.
Kerry Washington is 37 years old from Scandal, and she was in Django Unchained. Portia de Rossi, 41 years old.
What a waste.
Minnie Driver is 44.
That's Ellen DeGeneres' husband or wife or whatever.
Life partner.
All right.
Sorry. Anthony LaPaglia is 55. Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols is 58. Harry Casey is 63 of Casey and the Sunshine Band. He's the Casey part.
Oh, there you are.
Nolan Ryan, 67 years old. I didn't know, however, that Nolan Ryan shared his birthday with Mr. Cub.
Yeah,
Ernie Banks.
Let's play two.
Yep, 83 years old. And Carol Channing is 93. Talking like this, Dale.
Yeah, and I guess that's fine. That's good for her. All right, now, if we were going on to the weekend, let me see. Of course, you know, we start a new month tomorrow, and Sunday is Groundhog Day. I mean, we miss a lot of stuff. I mean, things we'd want to do. So anyway, we're not going to go through February being the month of such and such. We'll do that on Monday, but for birthdays we got.
Harry Styles is 20 years old. He is one of the members of One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
Kids just love them.
Uh-huh.
Michael C. Hall is 43 years old. Dexter, 6 feet under. He's kind of a big star.
Yeah.
Somebody that's not anymore, Pauly Shore, is 46.
Never really was. His mom ran the improv, okay, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's how he got connected. And obviously proved he wasn't that talented.
No, sir.
There you are.
Lisa Marie Presley, 46 years old. Bill Mummy is 60 years old. He was
Danger,
Will.
Will Robinson.
He was the Will.
Yeah.
That's right. Garrett Morris from SNL is 77. Don Everly is also 77. Yeah. His brother passed, what, a month ago?
Yeah, a little less.
Or so?
A little less.
And that's all I have for Sunday.
We
or
got,
Saturday.
Terry Jones, one of the Monty Pythons. He's 72 years old. Princess Stephanie of Monaco is 49. And G.I. Joe, the toy, turns 50. Again, Sunday's Groundhog Day and the birthdays of...
Gemma Ellerton is 28 years old, the Prince of Persia and several other British TV things. Shakira is 37.
No.
Didn't realize this. She's only 4'11" tall.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know she was that little. Christy Brinkley is 60. She left Billy Joel.
Yeah, uptown girl.
Brent, she is. Brett Spiner is 65.
Spiner, he's from Houston.
I didn't know that.
He's from Houston.
Apparently not, because I didn't even pronounce his name right.
Yeah, that's all right.
He was a Data.
Yeah.
Graham Nash from Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, and others.
Well, frontman for the Hollies first.
That too.
Yeah.
72 years old.
A friend of Mr. Downs, you know.
I did not know that Graham Nash and he were friends.
Well, they met. Ben has that uppity thing that he goes to in Las Vegas where he puts on a medallion and they stand around and drink beverages and smoke cigars.
You hear a lot of the whole.
Yeah, exactly. And a few years ago, Graham Nash was the one who was honored. And so,
perfect. Very nice.
Well, he knows him as well as he knows Paul Simon. So we'll put it that way. That happened to there, too. All right.
Tommy Smothers is 77.
Uh-huh.
Robert Mandan is 82. Chester Tate from Soap. And Liz Smith, New York Post gossip columnist, 91.
Still alive.
91 years old. She's,
wow.
She's younger than Carol Channing.
Ah, well, there you are. Those two will get together and eat some cream of wheat this weekend. And Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman, only 61 and looks about 91. You know what I'm saying? He's got that.
He's in good shape, though.
Well, he's in good shape, but, boy, from the neck up, wow, he needs a checkup. You got that? Checkup.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
So Obama got his $787 billion stimulus program that was supposed to turn the tide of the economy. Well, we all know how that turned out, and perhaps this story will help explain why. A recent audit that was conducted of six Long Island Railroad and Metro North Railroad projects funded by $175 million in federal stimulus grants, well, the audit found that stimulus money was used to pay people not to work. According to the Wall Street Journal, under Metro North's collective bargaining agreements, one audit reports conductors received 2 hours and 40 minutes of overtime each day for these non-work-related tasks. Now, other abuses include workers repeatedly claiming as much as 18 to 24 hours of overtime hours in a single day. You cannot make up the waste, fraud, and abuse that your government gives you.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Valentine's Day is quickly approaching, and she deserves the best. Do what I'm doing. You can wow her with roses from my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com, your rose authority. 1-800-Flowers.com has an incredible Valentine's Day offer just for you. Beautiful roses starting at just $29.99. Order today for Valentine's delivery before it's too late. Just go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Hannity.com. Use your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter my last name, Hannity, or call 1-800-FLOWERS and mention my last name, and you will be a hero. Is quickly approaching and she deserves the best. Do what I'm doing. You can wow her with roses from my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com, your rose authority. 1-800-Flowers.com has an incredible Valentine's Day offer just for you. Beautiful roses starting at just $29.99. Order today for Valentine's delivery before it's too late. Just go to 1-800-Flowers.com, use your desktop or mobile device, click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter my last name, Hannity, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my last name, and you will be a hero.
Meatball's ready for the new year.
He's been celebrating all day.
And we are too, with our full lot of 2014. Like this 2014 Dodge Ram for $29,188.
Nice price.
Plus 2014 Dodge Journeys for $28,988.
Nice price.
Or a Dodge Dart for just $288 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
622, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, now the government's gone to meddling. I mean, you know, they get in our way all the time.
Has gone to meddling?
Yeah, I know. One more area where they've gone to meddling.
Oh, okay.
How's that? Wisconsin-based microbrewer Lake Maid Beer.
Now they're on my territory.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games till they mess with Patrick's beer.
Exactly right. Well, they
anyone's beer. Didn't you hear about Prohibition?
That's right. Exactly. I mean, they repealed that thing. Anyway, they had a pretty cool idea.
Gosh.
They were going to deliver beer to the region's thirsty ice fishermen through the magic of flying drones.
Brilliant.
I still don't believe they were going to do it. Go ahead.
All right. But it said they went so far as to produce a very promising video to advertise said service. Unfortunately, the Federal Aviation Administration caught wind of their plans and now basically have said, nope, that's not going to happen. Can't be doing that. Delivering refreshing beverages of happiness to all will not happen because of the FAA. Although there's been plenty of talk about plans by Amazon and U.S. UPS to do that, you know, because I think, was it 60 Minutes they showed that mm-hmm. drone that was going to, you know, drop packages and do home delivery for things other than beer. It's still illegal, with a few exceptions, to use drones for commercial purposes. Only two models of the drones are currently certified for commercial use. However, the FAA is revising the rules in hopes to certify that process for some other people by the end of the year. So you're just thinking they weren't going to do it, huh?
Well, they showed a picture of them carrying, I thought it looked like a 12-pack of bottles, and that's heavy. I don't know of any drones that could really handle that, because it was the little quadcopter thing, and maybe a 6-pack of cans.
Yeah, because the delivery system,
I mean, 5% beer is 95% water, so.
Well, and it begs the question, because it has been so cold, how long is the flight? Do you get frozen beer?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Whoa,
And again, if they don't calculate properly, you end up with shattered bottles of frozen beer on the lake, because it's ice fishermen.
Then you get a beer sickle.
Then they won't be happy about that on any number of levels.
Easy money. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Obtaining financing, not as hard as it used to be, as big banks are beginning to increase their appetite for risk. It's creating new opportunities for consumers and businesses to obtain loans and is another sign of a brightening economic outlook. Google reported a healthy 17% rise in revenue and net income in its latest quarter. The search engine giant has been streamlining its business, and investors don't seem concerned that the search business could be hurt as consumers continue to move away from computers towards mobile devices. Shares of Google rose to a robust level of $1,135 apiece yesterday. Global markets mostly lower overnight, the Nikkei losing a little over 0.5%. NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures also tipping lower. And Yahoo email users will want to change their passwords. This following news that the search engine had been hacked. It didn't say how many users were exposed, but it was taking immediate action to fix the problem. Keep that in mind, Yahoo users. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
15. He didn't finish it. Good morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 626, and it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, the roller coaster's kind of up on the upside right now as far as the temps are concerned, so that'll be pretty nice. It feels warmer because we're used to colder, but it's 57 out there right now. But look for about 71 for a high temperature today. It will be windy, though. Winds gusting up as high as 20 miles an hour. And it'll still be kind of windy tonight. It says there'll be some fog. I don't know how you can have winds at 20 miles an hour in fog, because it seems like it'd blow it out of there. But we'll see. Anyhow, watch out for that. 62 is the low tonight. Then tomorrow, pretty good. It'll be cloudy, but 74 will be our high temperature. And then 30% chance of showers on Saturday night, about 49 for our low. And then Sunday, it looks to me like going to have a chance of some showers. Temperatures at about 52 in the morning, and then they're going to fall a little bit down to about 45 by the middle of the day. And then tomorrow night, Sunday night, we'll have a low temperature of about 35. Monday morning waking up, 48 will be our high temperature, then back up to 60 on Tuesday, and an increased chance of showers probably on Monday and Tuesday at about 40%. So a couple of nice days, gets cooler on Super Bowl Sunday, and then down to a chilly on Sunday night, and back to the kind of weather seasonably we're supposed to have at this time of year. And again, winds from the south at 10, 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 57.
Maybe it's true that if you work hard, you can be anything you want to be. But what should you be? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5052. 1-800-711-5052. That's 1-800-711-5052. 1-800-711-5052.
You've heard this all your life. You can be anything you want if you aim high and work hard.
But that's a lie. You can't be anything you want to be in this world. At the same time, you have far more potential than you know.
Larry Ackerman, author of the book The Identity Code.
And that potential is held in your identity. And once you crack the code, you begin to see where you really can go and what does make sense for you. And you let go of many of the things that perhaps you've told yourself you have to do. You have to be a successful lawyer or banker. No, you don't.
So how do you determine that? Well, Larry sets forth a set of questions to ask yourself, like, who am I, what makes me special, and is there a pattern to my life?
It's the pattern that comes when you understand the achievements of your life. They could be tiny little things, they could be big things. I mean, remember when I was in second grade, I was creating little bears out of clay. And for some reason, that has always stuck with me as a very proud moment in my life. Well, there are many such moments in one's life, and when you aggregate them and look at them, there's always a theme, no matter how random they may seem to be over the course of 10, 20, or even 40 years. Understanding that theme is what reveals the pattern.
So it may be worth taking a moment to figure out what your identity is, as Larry defines it.
Identity, very simply defined, is the unique characteristics that help us understand our potential for creating value in this world.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 8 years as superintendent of the College Station School District is the most time Eddie Colson has spent in one position. After a total of 17 years with CSISD, Colson has announced his last day is June 27th.
We look forward to staying in the community and really just kind of turning the next page in the chapter or in our book and go to the next chapter in our lives.
School Board President Valerie Yokin says they were informed last week.
From a personal standpoint, you hope that Eddie and Sally find something that really incites them and excites them, because we all want that as we go forward in our lives. You know, on the professional level, it's okay. Now our job just got a little bit harder. But I think change is hard, but change can also be good.
The process of selecting Colson's successor starts next Monday when the board meets in executive session. Tuition is going up next year at Texas A&M. How much is a point of contention? The Board of Regents, meeting in Galveston, approved a guaranteed tuition and fee rate plan yesterday. Three students spoke at the public hearing. Austin Luce of Corpus Christi said after working the last two semesters, he's back in school. He called for letting students decide whether to opt in to the guaranteed rate plan. Regent Jim Schwartner says that can't be done.
We're just trying to figure out how to have enough money in the bank to run the operation. So how would you do that? How do you know how to specifically calculate that number in your mind?
Predictability.
I'm not sure. I'm not a finance major and political science major, so I'm not sure exactly how the money gets counted.
Well, that's our problem. And I'm in the banking business, and I know a little bit about money, but I don't know how to do this. It's either going to be one or the other.
University staff says that amounts to a 2% increase for undergraduates or an additional $89 a semester. The Aggie Conservative Student Group sent an email stating the increase for some students will be more than $800 a semester. They were unsuccessful in getting the regents to postpone the decision until their May meeting in College Station. Two house fires within a few blocks of each other took place this week in Bryan. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says on Monday a neighbor noticed a chimney on fire. That alerted residents of a duplex on Elliott Street north of the Boonville Cemetery. Fire crews said smoke and flames weren't visible inside. Bouse says the fire has been ruled accidental, but serves as a reminder to inspect chimney flues. Wednesday, on Pecan Ridge, an unattended electric skillet is blamed for a kitchen fire that burned through the roof of a duplex. Bouse says the residents had left to purchase more food.
This only goes back to emphasize why we talk so much about unattended cooking fires, because things change very rapidly, so it's always just crucially important to make very certain that nothing is turned on in the kitchen if you're not there to watch it.
Bouse says the adjacent unit also received some damage. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced plea agreements in three criminal cases. 44-year-old Michael Thomas of Bryan was convicted of making a bomb threat last year at A&M. A former university landscaper, Thomas wrote the phrase, "bomb and Kyle" on a bathroom wall in a Hagler building. Prosecutors dropped a charge related to a similar threat made 2 days later at the A&M Alumni Center. Thomas was sentenced to 2 years in prison. The punishment also covers a guilty plea to using a credit card he had stolen from a coworker at A&M. It's been 16 months since an armed robbery at the Papa John's Pizza at Highway 21 in Texas and North Bryan. 31-year-old Barry Williams O'Brien entered a guilty plea to the holdup, two residential burglaries, and four other crimes. Williams was sentenced to a total of 45 years. He must serve 22 and a half before becoming eligible for parole. It will be his second term in prison following a 2002 conviction for child molestation. A College Station man who was beat up while in the county jail last September is headed to prison for 8 years. 21-year-old Devontae Shepard admitted to a residential burglary last August. College Station police believed he was involved in as many as a dozen break-ins last year. The trio of Republican candidates running for Brazos County Judge in the 361st District spoke at yesterday's Bar Association meeting. Incumbent Steve Smith talked about the administrative duties outside the courtroom.
We have duties with the probation department. We have duties with the juvenile probation department. We have duties with the auditor's office. One of the things I've been really proud of is that almost every year I have returned money to the county out of my budget.
Michelle Esparza wanted to focus on her experience with civil cases.
But I want to assure you that my 23 years of private practice, and it's all recent and relevant, have ensured that I am very, very knowledgeable about what you do and the challenges you face.
Margaret Meese told the lawyers she will treat them with respect and courtesy.
There's no reason that you have to prep your client with, this is the way the judge may behave, or this is what may happen to you. You should never be embarrassed in front of your client.
Online at WTAW.com are remarks from all three candidates, and if you haven't registered to vote in the March 4th primary, the deadline is next Monday. WTAW news time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zeese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide you and your business with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and consulting. Let us help put your ideas in motion.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Mom wasn't exactly agreeable the first time I brought up the idea of Home Instead Senior Care. But we talked it through, and I told her I was doing my best, but I knew she really needed some extra help. And why should she move away from where she's comfortable if she can stay home instead? Choosing Home Instead Senior Care changed our lives. We hired Kate, a Home Instead caregiver, to help out with things like straightening up the house and putting meals together so Mom could stay home. But what has really made a difference is the relationship they've formed. Last week when I called Mom, she actually asked if she could call me back because she was having coffee and visiting with Kate. I'm so grateful to Kate for all she's done, and I just can't thank her enough. She knew just how to connect with Mom. And you know what? I got my life back too.
I'm David Guest for Home Instead Senior Care. For more information on our services or to apply to be a caregiver online, click homeinstead.com/BCS and you'll find out why, to us, it's personal.
It's 6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Brazos Valley. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cloudiness covers the region this morning. We'll look for it to become a little breezy out of the south later today, and that could lead to some breaks of sunshine. Highs today 65 to 70. There'll be lots of clouds around tonight. There may even be a shower. Lows tonight near 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. The chance for a shower 70. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow night, a low of 50. Scattered showers are likely Sunday. Highs will be in the 40s. Temperatures will fall, though, during the day. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It was a poor job on our part of handling their pressure.
It's never good to hear that from a coach, but in this case it was because they won. That's Coach Bob Starkey with the A&M women's team. We'll have more on that coming up in a little bit. Update you with high school hoops as well. And the Bright Football Complex is getting a $16 million facelift. All that and more will do it for you in sports here in about 15 minutes.
It would appear that the Democrats in Congress may have to give up retaking the House this November. Instead of focusing on that, they're going to need to focus on holding on to their majority that they have in the Senate. That's what the money people are telling the politicos, because they only got so many dollars to go around, and they can't be spreading them out into Congress if in the House if they don't have a chance to win that. Instead, they need to kind of protect those seats they got in the Senate. Otherwise, it'll be a tough time for their soon-to-be lame duck president. See how that works out. And news yesterday, probably one of the ugliest men to serve in Congress currently be Henry Waxman. You ever seen him?
Yes.
He looks like a creature from The Hobbit or something.
He is definitely on the all-ugly team.
Anyway, he's at the age of 74, decided to step down. He began his career, and see, this is a whole problem. He began his career when the president was Gerald Ford.
Oy.
Yeah.
Oy.
That's a long time ago. So.
Good gravy.
Don't know. For their part, the House Republican leadership yesterday released a one-page blueprint for immigration reform. See how that works out. Legal status. Many of the 11 million undocumented immigrants now in the country would be able to attain legal status, though not citizenship.
Yeah, how long does it take till somebody stands up and says, well, that's not fair if they can't vote?
Yeah, that's the next thing. Border security. See how that works out. I mean, they want to get it beefed up, but yeah, I know. Well, and I don't know, one of the politicians on his commercial is saying, you know, it's their responsibility, but it's our problem, which I believe is correct. I mean, that because we live that world.
Sure.
And, I mean, obviously there are illegals in every state.
No.
Don't have to worry about that.
No.
Yeah, I know. But you know, again, we got a pretty long border here. You know, we have some stuff we need to be worrying about. There will be no special path in the Republican plan. These illegals would attain that legal status not through the special path. Republicans say that it would be unfair to those who have followed the rules. And that does make sense.
So one thing made sense that came out of this.
Yeah, that's true. But after they admit their culpability, pass rigorous background checks, pay fees and back taxes, yes! Develop proficiency in English and American civics. Well, we got a lot of Americans who can't.
Yeah,
can't do that.
I was thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hang on.
And be able to support themselves and their families. Okay, now, just about every one of these is a no-worky. That ain't going to happen, okay? Yeah, okay. Rigorous background checks. You done anything wrong? No. Okay, thanks.
It's better than I thought they were going to go in this little.
Well, it is.
And circle and start stitching the white flag. So
the first thing that happened, I mean, the reaction from Obama was good. I mean, he said, I actually think we have a good chance of getting immigration reform, which means that at least on face, they didn't dismiss it, which is pretty much what Nancy Pelosi would want to do. But so, again, As Obama's looking to come up with something that he can be proud of and hang his hat on and build his legacy with, he is at least accepting this. Now, also, kids brought here illegally by their parents, the Dreamers, if you will, would get a path to citizenship. So that generation does. And again, if you didn't read the column we mentioned yesterday about Ann Coulter, or by Ann Coulter, about what this is going to do to the Republican Party, and it really is, I think, no matter what, it's going to marginalize the party, and this is why the Republicans are trying to be as encompassing as they can be, because they really need the folks who are undocumented right now, because the time will come that they will get to vote, probably.
No, without question.
And certainly there's no doubt that the Dreamers will get to vote as those kids grow up. So What they need to do is they need to be able to, the Republicans need to be able to say, look what we did for you, rather than it be all about what the Democrats have done for them, so that maybe some of those kids would actually vote as Republicans. Hello?
Yeah, the president passed so many executive orders. What law you pass, who's to say he's going to enforce it or abide by it?
Well, that's right. He may just decide that he wants to do it his way.
At what point, though, and I know this is pie in the sky. I mean, I know it is. But at what point does somebody stand up and go, it's against the law?
Yeah, yeah.
We have laws in this country that we have to live by. If I only pay part of my income tax.
Yeah, you're going to come get me.
They're going to come get me.
Yep.
And in order to be more equal, why don't we just offer amnesty to everyone? You committed a crime.
Sure.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Just a big giant do-over.
Reset. Yeah. We can pull out Hillary's reset button.
That's it.
The Russians aren't using it. Yeah. We'll hit that.
Yeah.
Let's start over.
Hit the big red button. Yeah. Let's start all over again. Yeah. Sure. That's.
It just kills me.
And what they'll do is they will use the term, how could it be wrong to do this? You know, because if you don't agree with this idea, you're just mean.
Because it's against
the law. You're mean-spirited. You need to allow those people to live the American dream.
There's nowhere in the Constitution that it says that. It just doesn't.
Just saying. Just want to let you know.
I saw a thing online. The Libertarian Party wants to take over the country and then leave you the hell alone.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I'm all in favor of that. Hello.
Yes, the real danger for these folks coming in illegally is they're just trading a hard dictatorship for a soft dictatorship. That's what we got to look out for.
Well put.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what, again, that was part of what Ann Coulter said. Those people come over from a situation that's far worse, and that's why we can see the government moving to the left and doing more things that impinge upon us, U.S. Americans who were born here. We see the government doing more and more of that. They say, hey, where I came from, this is all right.
Yeah, communism light.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's still
this is
better.
Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
In the Republican primary for Lieutenant Governor,
only Todd Staples has a 6-point plan that secures our border and stops the flow of illegal immigrants into Texas.
Todd Staples stood up and sued Obama's EPA to protect Texas jobs and championed private property owners' rights.
And Todd Staples fought to pass record-setting tax cuts that have enabled Texas to lead the nation in job growth.
While others talk, Staples leads.
Action, not words.
Results, not rhetoric.
Conservative Todd Staples for Lieutenant Governor.
Visit ToddStaples.com to read his 6-point plan to fix our broken immigration system that starts with border security and does not include amnesty.
In the Republican primary, vote leadership, vote results, vote Todd Staples.
Conservative Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
Political advertising paid for by Texans for Todd Staples.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Plants require a suitable climate, good soils, and regular watering and feeding to survive. It all boils down to those four basic needs. Your nurseryman will help you choose the best suited plants for your situation. You'll probably have the common sense to take care of their watering and nutritional needs. That leaves soils as the one remaining variable. and plants will do no better than the soil you provide for them. Success starts with great soils right after this message.
It's almost finished, and it's going to be the most beautiful comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's a completely new book that combines the best of my complete guide to Texas gardening, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. We're going to print it right here in Texas. The special pre-order price is just $24.95. It's the lowest price we will ever offer. Once we commit to a press count in a few days, the price will go up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. Or our best offer, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. Shipping and handling for either offer, $7. The book will be released during March. It will be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
This is a great time, in fact, the important time to get soil prepared, and we're going to talk about how to do soil. Soil preparation should be done in direct proportion to plants' mature size. Large trees have large root systems, and it's impractical to try to amend soils to accommodate them. Wherever you live, stick only with trees that are perfectly suited to your local soils. It's the same with large shrubs and aggressive vines like wisterias and grapes. Plants that are smaller at maturity by comparison, those justify whatever type of soil amending you have to do to succeed with them. Azaleas are a great example. If you're in a part of the state where azaleas don't do well in your native soil, you can replace that soil because the plants don't get that large, nor do their roots. Organic matter is the key to improving any soil anywhere, anytime. Actually, there are many types of organic matter. Canadian sphagnum peat moss, pine bark mulch, hardwood mulch, compost, rotted manure, and leaf humus, name just a few. Each of these brings its own benefits. Each decays at a different rate, so it's best to include some of each in your premium beds. You'll probably want to add as much as 4 to 5 inches of the combination as you rototill the ground to 12 to 18 inches. Expanded shale is a good addition if you're trying to amend clay soils. Many professionals prefer to use it in tandem with organic matter. I know I do, but it can also be of help on its own. If you can't find the shale, washed brick sand is an option, but ask your nurseryman. They can order it in. Expanded shale, S-H-A-L-E. You want to beware of quack soil amending products, and there are many of them in Texas. They skirt the boundaries of common sense. They'll make wide-eyed claims about their abilities to boost plant performance, and they'll even be replete with testimonials from users who swear by the results. When you want to look for a bona fide research project, go to a land-grant university like Texas A&M or Texas Tech and see what they have done. And remember that simply saying, as tested by Texas A&M, is not acceptable. You need to see the results of the test. These people try to skirt the issue every chance they get. If you're bringing new soil in for your landscape, be sure you buy from a reputable source, and this is the time to have your soil tested. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Chalk the loss up to the Tennessee Vols to just a bad day for the Aggies. The women rolled into Alabama and snatched a win from Auburn, 71-54. A&M has won 7 of 8 SEC games after following the first basket. A&M scored the game's next 14 points to take a 14-3 lead over the Tigers, and they never looked back. Aggie assistant coach Bob Starkey, however, was not satisfied even with the SEC road win.
Hey, you know, when you get conference, probably a road win's a road win, but it's still, sometimes you got to forget about the score and the result. You got to take a hard look at your basketball team, and it was a poor job on our part of handling their pressure.
The ladies head to Nashville, Tennessee to take on Vandy at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The guys are on the road as well. They'll take on the number 3 team in the country in Florida. That game is Saturday in Gainesville at 3 o'clock. On Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In high school hoops action tonight, and it's a busy schedule, the Bryan Vikings basketball team are hosting Lufkin for District 14-5A tonight. A&M Consolidated Tigers will travel to College Park for District 14-5A as well. The Roto Rangers are at home for a 4A game against Montgomery, and in District 18-3A, College Station Cougars are hosting Taylor. Girls' schedules is just flipped, with the Bryan Lady Vikings making their way to Lufkin. Consolidated Lady Tigers are hosting a game against College Park for senior night. Roto Lady Rangers finished District 18-4A against Montgomery, and the College Station Lady Cougars travel to Taylor for a 3A matchup as well. At A&M Bright Complex, the football complex will be undergoing a $16 million renovation in the Aggie locker room, athletic training facility, meeting rooms, and coaches' offices following yesterday's approval of Texas A&M University System's Board of Regents. The comprehensive project will significantly upgrade and modernize the first and third floor areas of the 11-year-old building. The number 9 Texas A&M equestrian team is hosting their final meet at the Brazos Expo Complex when they host number 6 Georgia Saturday. That starts at 10. It should be perfect weather for that. After winning a pair of home meets, including a 10-team invitational and a triangular, and being ranked number 1 in both dual meets for men and women, the Aggies hit the road to the Razorback Invitational to take on 7 ranked teams. That starts today and finishes up tomorrow. And 32 student-athletes for A&M are the 2013 Fall SEC Academic Honor Roll recipients. Representing A&M, 14 members of the football squad, 10 soccer players, and 8 players for the volleyball team, whose cumulative GPAs met or exceeded the SEC standard of excellence. On now to the NHL.
Rebound is loose in there somewhere. Sagan a drive, save Schneider. Rebound, they whack away. Sagan scores!
Stars tied the score on Tyler Sagan's goal with 52 seconds remaining in regulation, only to be squashed by Patrick Ellis 40 seconds later on a power play, and the New Jersey Devils won 3-2 over the Dallas Stars. Now Eli is an ape. He's in Utah, and he's correctly picked the Super Bowl winner for the last 6 years. Well, he picked Seattle. That could mean bad news for the Broncos. The 13-year-old primate hasn't been wrong since 2006. Now, on the serious side, several of the Broncos during media days have said they want to win this big game for Peyton Manning. Here's Manning's thoughts on that.
I think when you play in a Super Bowl, I think you are playing for a lot of people. But if somebody wants to win a game for you, boy, that's extremely flattering. I'd like to help the Broncos get another championship. But you have other people that you'd like to win it for as well.
Moving over to the PGA, Bubba Watson and Y.E. Yang are tied for the top spot at 7-under par, entering the second round of the Phoenix Open. Defending champion Phil Mickelson, who had withdrawn last week because of a bad back, opened with an even par, 71, and said his back was fine. And finally, Petco Park, usually the home of the San Diego Padres, is a site for the first round of the Davis Cup. They'll be in San Diego as the U.S. takes on Britain. Donald Young of the U.S., ranked 79th in the world, takes on Andy Murray, the player he beat in Indian Wells in 2001 in what Young called, quote, the biggest win of my career. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for District 12. For some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a talking point. But for a rancher like me, who operates a hunting business, it's personal. That is why I'm the only candidate in the race that has been endorsed by both the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. We need a representative that will defend our rights, and that is why I hope you vote Kyle Cassell on March 4th. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
How do you know which Republican candidate for lieutenant governor is toughest on illegal immigration? He's the one Obama's favorite Texas liberal, Julian Castro, publicly attacked. Senator Dan Patrick. Julian Castro and Barack Obama know Dan Patrick is the most conservative candidate for lieutenant governor, who will actually secure our border and eliminate the taxpayer-funded benefits that attract illegal immigrants to come here.
I'm Dan Patrick. Illegal immigration is Washington's responsibility, but it's our problem. Drug cartels, human trafficking, 6,000 illegals apprehended in just 1 week alone this past September, while thousands more get through and others are left to die. San Antonio Mayor Castro attacking me personally tells the whole story. Castro and his pal Obama know I'll do what Washington and our current lieutenant governor won't do. I'll secure the border and end taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants. No in-state tuition, no driver's license, and no free health care.
Dan Patrick for Lieutenant Governor. Paid political ad. Texans for Dan Patrick. For more information, visit danpatrick.org.
The streets of San Antonio can be rough. At 15, my life was uncertain. My dad died when I was 8. My mom couldn't care for us.
Then the CASA volunteer came into my life. He was my mentor. He was my friend. He had my back. In court, he spoke up for me. He changed my life.
Speak up for abused and neglected children by becoming a court-appointed special advocate.
Learn more. Visit becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got the news coming up in just a minute from the Fox folks, and Patrick will have the local news for you. And-